This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
When they put the motion forward to rescind the Qantas thing, which we all knew about because Julie announced that, then the motions to go ahead and still continue on with the carbon credit, council carbon credit scheme, was when Michael requested that there be a member to involve the community. What I got out of it is Julia mentioned that was already agreed to, but the thing is, this community consultation or information will be done after all the decisions have been made and actions have been taken. Well, so what's the good of letting us know what they've done afterwards? Again, they need to slow down, take a step back, and take us on a journey. You know, they're doing things, and what concerns me more is who's pulling the strings? Why is there such a rush to go ahead with this carbon neutral scheme? You know, I heard the closed meeting they had last Wednesday to purchase land. They have purchased some land up at Daintree, and I believe it's in the vicinity of $800,000. Or, you know, why, what is it all about? What is the rush to do what they've done?
Kim, as I revealed earlier on the program, the land is about 800 to a K up from the ferry on the north side of the river. Beautiful block. But the decision to buy this land was not a snap decision. I mean, this must have been around for a while, and maybe it was always going to be plan B if the Qantas green collar deal fell over.
Obviously, it was in the pipeline before Qantas fell over. Whether it was part of a future deal, is a part of the carbon credits. To me, there's no plans. There's no information what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, you know. So what is this land all about now? $800,000 for purchase of land when there's the basic requirements of which council are responsible for is lacking. Where are their priorities? To me, a council's responsible for the basic services. If all those basic services are up to date and you know, Rhea's ratepayers are happy with what we've got, that's all well and good. But to go out and spend that type of money on something that we don't know what it's going to be used for, that needs to be questioned.
Well, the mayor says some form of carbon credit project or projects.
Well, they also said Qantas was going to give us the world too, and that certainly hasn't happened. So, you know, there needs to be some formal investigation done on this whole affair to get to the bottom of what is actually going on. Things are done in the back room, what they're going to do. So when they go to a council meeting, it's a matter of, hey, put your hand up. Yes, thank you very much. Now, if that's the case, it's a very sad state of affairs.
Thanks, Kim Riley.
Thanks, Paul.